At night, the 16th century fort on the top of the hill looks magical. The red sandstone walls are lit up in the light of hundreds of lamps. Music fills the air, echoing across the cold desert night. Standing on the ramparts as the concert starts up, writer Amy Tan remembers how she was enticed here from San Francisco.
I was told it was the greatest literary festival in the world and that it was an amazing party. It had, as William Dalrymple used as a lure, dancing girls and elephants and palaces. And that is pretty much true.
This is the world-famous Jaipur Literature Festival. William Dalrymple is one of its directors, along with writer Namita Gokhale, who invites us on opening day.
This magical mystery tour has been meticulously curated with my co-director, William Dalrymple, to transport you to the world of books and ideas, dialogue and debate. Our festival is a place where India thinks aloud, argues with itself, listens to itself.
This is Sandeep Roy in Jaipur. The footfall at the festival over 5 days was 500,000. The population of all of San Francisco is about 860,000. No wonder San Francisco writer Rabi Alameddin feels a little overwhelmed as we sit in the author's lounge in the sunny palace courtyard with scalloped doorways and a tree in the middle.
Well, my first reaction is terror. The first time I came into the festival, just the amount of people, and then to find out that the volunteers and the police are talking about what to do during a stampede.
As are the announcements before the sessions.
Namaskar. Welcome to the Zee Jaipur Literature Festival 2018. In case of an emergency, please don't panic.
For somebody who, like me, who hardly ever leaves the apartment because I don't like people that much, it was a little disconcerting, to put it mildly.
Sometimes it can feel more like a garden party than a literary conclave. An enchanted garden.
The setting in the garden was just so beautiful. I mean, from the marigolds on the floor to the candles to the lights to everything was just gorgeous. So it was, shall we say, over the top, even by my standards, which are really high for over the top.
And on stage, you can bump into anyone from Michael Ondaatje to Instagram poet Rupi Kaur to the former president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, in a very good mood.
Are you sure these young people want to hear sad stories or they want to hear happy stories?
As Talisker whiskey cocktails flow after six, sometimes it's easy to forget that all this is about writing. Amy Tan brings it back to point.
But it's also a great exchange of ideas among writers from different countries.
She had to come all the way to India to be on the same stage as Michael Ondaatje from Canada.
And so that was fun to be on a panel with him because I'd never been on one. And to talk about the art of the novel and suddenly realize, you know, we're just talking and listening to each other and say, that's a good idea, or gosh, I never thought about that before, or yes, I agree. So we're all listening the same way I think the people in the audience were listening.
That, says Rabi, is what boggles the mind. He says Jaipur might have more to do with spectacle than literature.
But it's still about books. And I find it amazing that there are so many people who are basically interested in books.
And conversations about books. Spirited ones. Like when Amy Tan found herself on a panel called Feminine Gaze.
We all, you know, said, what is this feminine gaze? We happen to be women. So we're from different Nigeria, from, you know, Syria, Syrian American, from the UK, me. And it was just such a wonderful combination of people who have different experiences.
Rabi says it does feel different from LitFest in America, and not just because of the red carpet parties.
In the U.S., it's older and older, but it's older and, shall we say, overeducated. Over here, I'm sure they're, you know, educated, but you find, I look at the audience, and they don't seem aspiring to be intellectuals or something. They're just excited. There's an openness that I don't find anywhere else.
As a writer, he's both comforted and bemused.
In some ways, there's also a respect for writers, which I think is sad because, you know, once you know us, there's not that much to respect. I'm Rabi Alameddin in Jaipur for KALW.
This is Amy Tan in Jaipur, India for KALW.
And I am Sandeep Roy in Jaipur for KALW.